U.S. officials are signaling optimism about reaching a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. The details haven't changed much, but the circumstances have. As Philip Lee Shannock reports, the White House is pushing to reach a deal before Donald Trump returns to office.
An Israeli airstrike hit a house in a Gaza refugee camp Sunday, killing three people. Like many Palestinians here, Bassam Al-Karouf has mixed feelings about breakthroughs in negotiations between Hamas and Israel. When we near a ceasefire, we find that massacres increase, he says. In Tel Aviv, protesters clash with police following a peaceful gathering of thousands calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government to bring home hostages held in Gaza. News that Netanyahu sent the head of Mossad to negotiations with Hamas in Qatar was greeted by protester Ifrat Machakawa. Her uncle Gadi Moses remains a hostage.
Any improvement is bringing so much hope. We have to make sure it's happening this week.
We are very, very close.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Joe Biden spoke by phone with Netanyahu Sunday and has also sent top-level staff for negotiations with Hamas.
We have right now President Biden's top Middle East advisor hammering out the final details of a text to be presented to both sides.
Jamie Levin teaches political science at St. Francis Xavier University in Nova Scotia. He says many of the details of the proposed deal haven't changed, but Israel is now more motivated to halt the fighting before U.S. President-elect Donald Trump takes office on January 20th.
The Trump administration would like a quick win in the foreign policy category. And Netanyahu is in a position to provide Donald Trump with that quick win. The day of the inauguration could be the day of a temporary ceasefire and the return of both Israeli as well as dual Israeli-American hostages, as well as, again, the flooding in of much-needed aid to Gaza.
And he says in taking credit for that win, Trump will ignore groundwork laid by the Biden administration and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken in particular. The deal being brokered by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar would involve the release of some Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. Philip Lee Shannock, CBC News, Toronto.